going on, guys? Welcome to a brand new episode of Tariq Radio. My name is Tariq Nasheed. I'm a little hoarse, but I'm still here with the family today. We're going to have a very, very fun show today. We're going to have a little fun today. Let everybody know that we're live right now. Everybody hit that thumbs up button and hit that subscribe button, ladies and gentlemen. What we're going to do, we're going to take a real quick commercial break. The commercial won't be too long at all. And we will be right back right here on Tariq Radio.
Yo, you still ain't getting women? Really? Come on, son. You need to go to badboymembership.com and step up your game. What's up, y'all? It's your boy, Mr. Locario, the bad boy of the dating game. And I'm telling you that if you really want to attract beautiful women, you need to go to badboymembership.com. This is where you get 45 through 90 minute step-by-step dating advice tutorials every month. Just sign up, follow the advice, and you'll get the woman you want. Go to badboymembership.com. That's badboymembership.com.
If you are looking for a great Christmas gift for your kids, order Gifted and Lit. Gifted and Lit is educational programming that uses hip-hop and cartoons to teach children mathematics, science, language arts, and more. Order their bundle deals at giftedandlit.com. Remember, that is giftedandlit.com.
The year is 2079. The futuristic nation of New Albion has been created to maintain a new racial apartheid system. There is a planned genocide that is going to target the nation's black population. A small group of black revolutionaries band together to launch guerrilla warfare attacks against their oppressors. Do they fail or do they succeed? Find out the answer by reading the book, Avoid the Machines, the new novel by author Scotty Vasco. Avoid the Machines, now available on Amazon and BarnesandNoble.com.
You are now listening to the incredible, the legendary, Tariq Nasheed.
A nasty, vile gutter snipe. Right up out the hood.
On Tariq Radio.
Where is JJ getting all this cash?
Yo, we're here. We're back, ladies and gentlemen. Told you the commercial break was going to be real quick. And we are back. Thank you guys for tuning in. As you can see, ladies and gentlemen, I am a little hoarse. I've been, you know, around this time every year, I get hoarse. I lose my voice. The weather at the end of December out here in L.A. is so trippy. It's hot, then it's raining, then it's cold, then it's hot. And the weather keeps fluctuating, and it's hell on your vocal cords. And I get hoarse every year around this time. I'm doing the show now. I couldn't do it earlier in the week because I couldn't talk at all. But I'm here for the family. I'm here. Oh, I've been taking some of everything. Oh, chicken soup, a lot of stuff. So, but I'm pulling through. I am pulling through. We're going to have some fun on today's show and be informative as well. Before we do that, as you know, as you probably heard, Don Imus, the white radio, he's a legend in white radio circles, Don Imus, and people who work with him, even Howard Stern said, and Howard Stern has done a lot of racist stuff on his show, he said Imus was racist. So when one suspected racist calls another suspected racist racist, there's something to it. But Don Imus, infamous for his nappy-headed hoe comment directed to some black female college basketball players, he died today. How old was Imus? He was 70-something. He looked hella old. I forgot how old he was, but as you know, when the white supremacist goes, we gotta give a little something to Ogun. Give a little praise to Ogun. You know, when Don Imus gets up to heaven and Harriet Tubman starts pistol whipping his ass, we go, that's how we do it.
We need celebration.
Since he's talking about nappy-headed hoes, that's how we gonna say when Sojourner Truth whoops his ass.
Celebrate good times.
So we're gonna celebrate a little bit.
This your
for the ancestors that's going to put in some work in the afterworld. There you go. All right. So Don Imus has croaked. And you know what's so interesting about Don Imus? I want y'all to remember, when Don Imus had that whole nappy-headed whole fiasco, who was the person who was caping for him the hardest? Oprah Winfrey. Don't forget, guys, it was Oprah Winfrey caping for Don Imus. Just like she capes for White Daddy today. Don't forget, some of y'all might not be old enough to remember, but it was Oprah caping for him. Oprah had that show, remember, where they talked about the nappy-headed whole comments and blamed hip-hop and blamed rappers. It was like, what about the black rappers? It was like, what the hell? So Ice Cube, was Ice Cube supposed to be a part of that? And Ice Cube was like, oh, hell no. But yeah, Oprah ran interference for White Daddy then. They've been using Oprah to run interference for these suspected white supremacists doing all these little devious deeds. And they wheel her out to start attacking black men. So don't forget that. Look that up. Yeah, this was around 2006. You dig? But anyway, let's get down to business. And by the way, everybody, hit that thumbs up button. And if you haven't gone to HiddenColorsFilm.com, go to HiddenColorsFilm.com and watch and download Hidden Colors 5, available now. Now, let's talk about these two people on the screen. Itchy and Bussy. Not Itchy and Scratchy, but Itchy and Bussy. These two clowns. Yvette Carnell and Antonio Moore. You know, a lot of people are just pretty fed up with these two. They are losing what little clout that I gave them. I gave them a little clout, and they're losing it, and they're losing their minds because I've taken the clout away from them. So they're very mad. They're very bitter. They've been working overtime. They've been on and off of their little troll accounts. Very upset. And a lot of people have just said, hey man, the last straw with these people, it's enough is enough. Because our brother Claude Anderson, he was on the Breakfast Club doing an excellent interview. Shout out to the Breakfast Club for having our brother Claude Anderson on. They had Claude Anderson on, and Claude Anderson was talking about, hey, I've been talking about reparations for like 60 years. All these other Johnny come latelys, I don't know what they're talking about. So, you know, hit dogs holler. He didn't mention nobody's name, but hit dogs holler. Phonies and frauds know who they are. If you say, hey, there's a lot of phonies out there, and somebody jump up and say, hey, man, you talking about me? That means you know you a phony. You know you a fraud. Claude Anderson didn't mention anybody's names, but when you generally mention a fraud and a phony and you get offended, you know who you are. So they felt like they were going to start further disrespecting Claude Anderson. They've already made videos dissing him. And, you know, Yvette and people, they're very good at disrespecting legends within black society. We all know about her disrespecting the legendary Dr. Francis Cress Welsing. And she disrespected Dr. Welsing the day after Dr. Welsing died. And I've always felt a certain way about that. I've never let that go. And just be clear, Dr. Welsing was one of the most respected black women in American history. I ain't talking about white people. I don't give a fuck who they respect. Among black people, Dr. Welsing is up there with Harriet Tubman. Do y'all understand me? I want y'all to be very clear. As far as somebody, a black woman, a foundational black American woman riding for her people, Dr. Welsing is up there with the Sojourner Truths and the Harriet Tubmans and the Betty Shabazz. She's up there. She's on that level. Well, you don't fix your mouth to even think about saying something janky about a person who put in so much work like Dr. Welsing. This woman could have sold out and just wrote books and just went along with the program like other black psychiatrists, but no, she chose to focus and use her psychiatry degree to focus on dismantling systematic white supremacy. That's a rider. We have to protect our riders. So when you have dusty little flea bags like these two disrespecting our riders, what does that say about us as a people? See, black folks, we got too many of these people out here who are lifelong failures, and we have riders out here that we don't really stand up for like we should. So what's the incentive for riding for your people if they're not going to stand up for you? See, we got to stand up for our folks when we have these little dirty, weaselly fuck niggas like this disrespecting our people. Dr. Anderson, another brother, Dr. Anderson's been putting in work for decades. And to have these two nothing-ass nobodies disrespecting him, oh, we can't give passes like that. We did that with, like, Malcolm X. We let all these niggas who didn't kill Malcolm X and shot all these other people, we let them linger around. Nah, we got to cut that out. Yeah, we got to look out for our riders. And Yvette attacked Dr. Welsing because Dr. Welsing told the truth about LGBT issues, how LGBT issues have been weaponized against black people. This is why Yvette got offended, because she's LGBT and her thing is a whole LGBT agenda. So she got offended because Dr. Welsing told the truth about LGBT agendas in the context of white supremacy. Remember, Dr. Welsing told us decades ago, in the system of white supremacy, they're going to have black men who's doing all this sagging. Oh, they're going to stop this sagging and they're going to step out of the pants and start putting on dresses. And now look at what we got. Dr. Welsing told us this decades ago. Everything Dr. Welsing said was 100% on point. Everything was 100% on point. And this is where the gloves are off now. Now you can't, because Dr. Anderson, this brother's in his 80s, so he's not going to really go toe-to-toe with these little pieces of shit. And really, I don't need to, because you know, they've always taken little shots at me. Notice I've just been kind of brushing them off, because they're a couple of nobodies. They're really a couple of non-factors. But I'm not going to even go back and forth with them. I'm just going to really speak my piece about these type of people and show how we have to be careful about allowing these type of people around us. These born losers, these lifelong failures. When we start doing movements that are leaderless, one of the problems is when you have a leaderless movement going on, you have phonies, frauds, and fakers who will run up and say, hey, let me go ahead and assume the leadership of this. And this is what these two have done. Understand, nobody black propped up Antonio Moore or Yvette. Nobody black has propped them up as leaders. Let's be very clear. Nobody black has propped them up as leaders. They were running around telling people they're the leaders of ADOS, we're the leaders. They're running around trying to assume position of leaders. Desperately trying to get clout. And as we see now, their job is to get black people to vote Democrat. These people, and our brother Jason Black did an excellent expose on these two assholes. These people are clearly Democratic shills at this point. There's really no doubt about it. They're out here trying to talk this vote down Democrat. These people are clearly operatives of the Democratic Party. That's all it is. This was their plot all along. And remember when I told people a while back, I said, watch out for that Marianne Williamson lady, or Williams, whatever her name is, because I said the Democrats will send her out here to talk about reparations, and she's crazy as cat shit, and nobody's going to really take her seriously. But at least the Democrats can say, hey, look, we did talk about reparations. Marianne Williams, she's a Democrat, and she talked about reparations. I said that a long time ago, and lo and behold, she was at their little ADOS conference out there at the church in Kentucky somewhere. So again, this is them trying to pivot and finesse everybody to vote and stay down with the Democrats. This was their whole agenda. Yvette and Tone, they were sent to try to manipulate us. And the thing is, they latched on to what we already had going on. They latched on to our shit. I tried to give them props for coming up with a hashtag. Thought, hey, that's a clever hashtag, but I got to take the props away because they didn't even come up with that. They stole that from somebody. So they just steal movements from everybody, steal little terminologies from everybody, and then kind of tweak it and then act like they created it. And they've been riding my nuts for over a year. I've been carrying these two dickheads. And they know it. This is why they're upset. So these two thought that they were going to manipulate everybody. Talk a little black, talk a little revolutionary, but they were going to manipulate everybody to eventually, hey, y'all, what we need to do, we ain't going to vote for a president. We'll just vote down Democrat for everybody else. I mean, stupid shit. Just stupid shit. But these are two nobodies. Remember, nobody reputable is interviewing Yvette and Tone. Nobody reputable is interviewing them. And again, their whole job is to manipulate us to stay with the Democrats. This is why they panicked when I announced that I was having the Foundational Black American Conference. Notice, out the blue, literally overnight, these two started panicking and attacking me out the blue. You understand? They started attacking me out the blue the minute I announced I'm doing the Foundational Black American Conference. They were like, oh, shit, we can't let that happen. So they started trying to sabotage it. Tone started making these videos attacking me. And do y'all know what Yvette did? And she's bragging about this now because me and her, we've been going back and forth on Twitter. And she has some of the weirdest insults to me. She's been trying to insult me, and her insults are so weird. You gout foot, you got a gout foot. Okay. Her insults are not really that offensive. You over there with all that money. You over there in a $2 million house, pimping the community. Okay. Look at you over there getting women, all them women in them pictures back in the day. Yeah. Okay. And pimping, and you pimping and macking. Look at these women, all you, this macking and pimping. I like women. Yeah, I like women. I'm not really offended by that. Some of the shit that she's saying is not really. Look, you going on vacation and shit. Yeah, that's what grown people are supposed to do. Are you supposed to be shaming me? I mean, this is about the pocket watching this ass chick I've ever met in my life. I never met her, but all that Florida Evan stuff. I mean, she thinks she's going to money shame me. I don't. This real dusty projection she's doing. I don't. Which is a cancer in black society. But let's go back. Like I said, she was saying on Twitter, yeah, you didn't get your crowdfunding because you didn't get all your crowdfunding because of me. You know what Yvette did? When I had the Kickstarter for the Foundational Black American, for the Foundational Black American Conference, she contacted them and told them that it was a violation of the rules of Kickstarter, because on Kickstarter, you're not supposed to promote political events. So she went and found a little loophole to go report to Kickstarter. That's why Kickstarter took it down. Because it was making so much money so fast. So Yvette went and he reported it, told them we're having a political event, which is against the rules. And that's why Kickstarter took it down. And then we took it over to Indiegogo. And so I changed the language around a little bit. But she was taking credit for that. She was like, yeah, I stopped that. And Tone, I retweeted somebody. Tone was on his little, one of his little Facebook, in his Facebook group, trying to get people to come over and troll on my page on Twitter. And some of his own followers on Facebook was like, nah, dude, we ain't doing all that, bro. We fuck with Tariq. So we got these little niggas doing this little sucker shit behind the scenes. When you do that, and Yvette is taking credit for this stuff. She's on Twitter bragging about how she messed up, how she sabotaged the Kickstarter campaign. When you do stuff like that, that's agent shit. That's snitch-ass government informant agent type of stuff when you do that. You understand? We got to watch out for folks like that. See, we got to stop playing around when we get these dirty little Negroes around us, and especially these people who really have vitriol towards black society. Remember, Yvette is a leader of an LGBT organization, and understand, ADOS, they've turned that into an LGBT hookup now. They've turned that into LGBT hookups. They be out here having ADOS painting sips. And did y'all see the picture of Yvette? Well, she did they were doing ADOS paintings with rainbow backgrounds. And notice some of the people that's following so-called ADOS now. It's a lot of people with these little LGBT flags, or some of these people who are a little zesty. It's another Black Lives Matter. They've turned it into another Black Lives Matter. Let's hook up. We're going to act like we're going to talk about black issues, but we're going to get together and really be trying to hook up with each other. That's all that is. So we got to watch these type of people. We got to watch these type of folks. And we got to understand that these people, they've been losers all their lives. They've never had anything successful that they've done. Tone was out here trying to brag where he's an Emmy Award nominated producer on that Freeway Rick documentary. That's his only little claim to fame. And what it is, they gave him a name credit. Tone didn't produce that documentary. They just kind of gave him a name credit for whatever reason. He might have introduced somebody to somebody else or whatever, but he somehow got a name credit. He might have done some legal work. I don't know. He's not a good lawyer, but he didn't direct. He didn't put any money towards, because usually the producers are the ones who put money on things. So he definitely didn't put no money on nothing, because he has none. So he's going around talking about he was a producer who was Emmy nominated. So what they did, they nominated that film for an Emmy. It didn't win, but they nominated it, and they listed all the producers as the nominee. So that's his Emmy nominated. It's mashed in with a bunch of other white dudes. Let's be clear. Let's put it in context. So when he says he's an Emmy Award nominated, it's mixed in with a bunch of other white producers who really put the money up. You understand? So watch the words and watch the context in which people say things. Because I've been in stuff. The stuff I did for Michael Moore on his satire show, The Awful Truth, that was Emmy. Hell, that won an Emmy. They were hitting me up back then. They're like, oh man, we won an Emmy. I'm like, okay, cool. I wasn't tripping on it because it wasn't my production. I wrote some of the jokes and all that shit, but it wasn't my production. So I don't go around bragging about being a part of an Emmy Award winning show because I wasn't a producer on it. I don't trip on that shit. I don't trip on other folks' shit. That's other folks' shit. Because see, Tone wants validation. That shit running around, I'm Emmy nominated, with a little Thai tongue ass. I'm an Emmy nominated producer. I'm an Emmy nominated. I'm not guessing my way through this. I got the data, and I'm an Emmy nominated producer. You understand? So yeah, this nigga is desperate for clout. He's very desperate for clout. This is why this nigga stays on Instagram and Twitter begging to be verified.
I'm telling talks. I was in the New York Times and I was nominated for an Emmy. I need to be verified. Can you look at me? And I know the data. Can you verify me? Verify me on Twitter. I know the data. Me and Yvette Cornell, we started ADOS, and I want to be verified.
And Tone's been taking his little shots. And I've been stalling this fuck nigga out. But let's be real. Tone looks like a fucking bullfrog with titties. You big bitch nigga with your slobby mouth. That's why I don't like looking at him. I don't like looking at Evel's ass either. I really don't watch him because they're very hard to look at. Tone and Yvette are very hard people to look at. Yvette be talking with all them little sores around her mouth, eating dirty white pussy. I don't like looking at her. She's a very harsh looking woman to look at. She looks like a funky little light skinned grasshopper with a strap on. She's very hard to look at. But like I said, man, they're doing the same shit as the Black Lives Matter crowd. They're trying to pivot everything so they can start doing this little LGBT hookup type of thing. You do, and notice how certain people get banned and certain people do not get banned. Notice they never get banned from anything. They never get banned from Twitter. They never get banned or penalized on YouTube. You know, me, we're always getting banned, shadow banned. Getting strikes here, strikes. Me, Jason Black, the Black Authority, Professor Black Truth. All of us who's talking that real shit, we get dinged and banned. And, you know, I get banned from whole countries. People who are putting in real work, making real moves. You understand? But nothing ever happens to these two. That's interesting. Now, you can tell who's effective and not effective. And Yvette, you know, this is a very desperate woman. Yvette is a very desperate woman because she has a cancer mentality. You know, she has a virus type of mentality. This person who runs around hating on Black success. Any Black person who's successful, you're supposed to hate on them. This is a woman who's a lifelong failure. Yvette has no wins under her belt at all. Neither does Tone. And Yvette worked with Dr. Boyce, and Boyce, he busted out telling the truth about how this woman, he had to give her money because she was still living at home with her parents. This woman is 44 years old. And another thing, Yvette has been taking shots at my wife and all this stuff, and I let it pass for some. She's been just taking random shots dissing my wife. My wife is not a public figure. My wife is not a public figure at all, but she's taking it upon herself to diss my wife and all this old sucker shit. And I don't trip on it, but if you're going to diss my wife, well, let's just talk about you for a minute, Yvette, because I posted this picture, this before and after. Now, back in the day, if you're looking at the screen now, this is Yvette back in the 90s. Yvette kind of had a little something going on back in the 90s. Before she went, you know, full pipe looking. Now, let me tell you something. She's only 44 years old. You don't go from this to that just because of age. There's something going on with this woman. And I ask people, let's just be real, because look at the way she's looking now, the way she hit the wall. The way she lies nonstop, she lies just nonstop. Everything out this woman's mouth is a lie. She's dusty. She's not successful at anything. And when you're old living with your parents, how do you get here? This looks like the narcotic. This looks like the narcotic or some type of mental breakdown. We can't take folks like this seriously. And now, there's a handful of people that's still rocking with this dusty-ass broad. And a lot of people are only rocking with her because there's a lot of folks, and I won't say a lot of people because there's not a lot of people rocking with her. And, excuse me, notice most of the people that you see still rocking with them are these older Negroes. They're much older, these middle-aged Negroes who still want to be Democrats. And some of these middle-aged LGBT niggas looking for a reason to get out the house. But a lot of these Negroes, see, they have dusty aunties like this. Let's keep it real. there's a lot of black folks where we have dusty, used to be on the pipe aunties who comes around every now and then, and you know your auntie ain't about shit. Your auntie done had her kids taken away. Your auntie's been on and off the narcotic. But you're like, that's my auntie. She's still good people, though. Yeah, my auntie's still cool. You know, she's cleaned herself up. She's off that stuff. But, you know, we're going to invite her to the family reunion. Y'all look at her like your little crackhead auntie. That's what you look at her as. You keep these folks around and you entertain them because they're like your little crackhead family members that you have a little sympathetic heart for. A lot of folks have that, so they can kind of see your little dusty aunt and uncle in that. You can see your little failed family member in that. You're going to eat your family. That's why when you start going in on these little dirty niggas like Yvette and Tone, you got these niggas, come on now, we all supposed to stick together. No, we ain't got to stick together with these dusty-ass fuck niggas. We don't have to stick with Yogi and Boo Boo Bear. We don't have to stick with them. The hell you do have to know. We got to get off that broke-ass, dusty-ass failure mentality where we just got to sit around here percolating with failures all fucking day. We ain't got to hang around no damn Yvette and Tone, two lifelong failures. We don't have to hang around these folks. You've been hanging around your dusty ass family. You think we got to hang around every dusty fucking nigga out here? Hell no. No, thank you. But people like this who sit around pocket watching everybody else, that's all she does. Yvette's so jealous of me because Yvette wants to be a player. She started to stud it up a little bit, and you know, Boyce was talking about her little white lover. She had a white lover. So she's out here stud wenching. She's a Negro stud wench. She's stud wenching for white women. So we know where her loyalty lies. We know where her loyalty lies. So people like this, like Yvette, they don't like players. They don't like no real alpha men. They like beta males like Tone. They like little weenie ass niggas that they can kind of lead around. They don't like no alpha males. This is why she's always attacking alpha males. She's attacking Minister Farrakhan, attacking Dr. Claude Anderson, attacking Boyce, attacking the Black Authority. Just alpha males, she's always attacking. She's always attacking alpha males. Because the thing is, when she's in the room with Tone, she's the man. She's the man when she's with Tone. She don't have a problem walking around with Tone. That's why she wants to be the leader of ADOS and all that old shit. She's the man when she's in a room by herself or she's in a room with Tone. But when a motherfucker like me come around and all of a sudden you go back to being an ugly wench. Ooh, that was kind of rough. I shouldn't say stuff like that. It's the holidays. But that's the problem. When a player like me walk in the room, you go back to being a strong-faced stud wench. You understand? And again, she tries to be a player about hers. Look at the screen, ladies and gentlemen. Here's a picture where she tried to, when she was starting to stud it up, she's sitting here with a fucking chopper suit on. She's trying but failing. She's failed at being a player. She can't even be a player correctly. This woman had a Burlington's chopper suit. Poor thing. So she was trying her best to get a little playeration there, but it failed. That's why she's so mad at people like me. Successful, respected, and loved black men who women love. Women love me. They don't love you in this fucking chopper suit. And your hair, what kind of hairstyle this is, I don't know if she was going, she got like 3-4 hairstyles in here. She got a little, an afro, a quick weave, a finger wave, and a blowout. I don't know what kind of hairstyle this woman has. but looked like she was trying to cover up her receding hairline. She must have been taking hormones, and the hormones started to eat up her edges. Sitting here looking like a fucking Beanie Baby. Lord. Poor thing. And she's a light-skinned strong face. The face started getting strong, and she's light-skinned. When you strong-faced and light-skinned, that's very rough. That's a very rough thing. But family, this whole mentality where black folks who are successful in business, you're supposed to shit on them and hate on them. See, on some real shit, we got to get that cancer mentality out of our community. This is why we have so many failed businesses and all that, because we got these people with the Yvette Carnell mentality. If there's a black person doing good business, they're sitting up sabotaging them, talking about how we shouldn't be doing good business as black folks. We need to be up here voting down Democrat and getting government jobs and all this stupid shit. Because, you know, out there in Baltimore, there was a black girl out there. This sister had a very successful hair business out there, and some niggas went in there and killed this sister. Some dusty ass niggas in Baltimore went in this sister's shop and shot this sister in the head. They tried to rob her days before, then went in there and killed her. That type of dusty ass mentality has to go. That's a cancer. I don't respect that at all. That shit that happened to that sister out there getting killed like that. All them Asian shops and those Arab shops, nobody touch them. Them Arabs and Asians are beating your ass out there, but you go to the sister shop and kill her? That's an Yvette Carnell mentality where you try to attack successful black people because of your damn jealousy. That jealous nigga shit gotta go, man. Niggas sitting up jealous and hating because you didn't get it popping. Jealous and hating other black people because you in your mama's house mad with fishy dildos in your damn dresser drawer. That's a cancer mentality. That shit is going to have to stop now. You understand? Yvette is a squatter. This woman squats in her parents' house. Let's be real. Why does anybody listen to Yvette for any reason? What do you learn from Yvette? I would like to know, if anybody listens to her, what in the hell do you learn from her? How are you getting advice from a person who's not good at politics? This woman has failed everything. She's failed in politics, failed in business. She hasn't run any kind of business. She failed as a woman. She has to reject her vagina. Niggas ain't gonna fuck her. She can't even get a bitch. Bitches ain't even fucking with no Yvette Carnell. This is a hardcore loser who has failed at everything. Let's just keep it 100. This woman has no wins under her belt. And I told her this on Twitter. I said, you have no wins. You have no successes under your belt. Only thing under your belt is a musty strap-on and a box that don't nobody want. You understand? Sitting up here looking like Peter Guns. This jealous Negro mentality has to go. But sound like this woman has some kind of issues with her parents. She don't like older black folks. She really got a bug up her ass about men and older black folks. Looks like she might be projecting something about her parents. I don't know what it is. But we got to look at folks like this. And we got to stay away from them and understand when people have been sent to us to undermine us. And we have to see what their motives are. And we have to see that some of these people are just not going to benefit us. They're here to just cause havoc. Now, this woman is sitting here, old, dusty, yellow fucking teeth. Her teeth look like corn niblets. She got a Wayne Brady fucking hairline and no edges. This woman failed at having edges, y'all. I mean, she don't, there's nothing successful about this woman. Her teeth are not successful. Her edges are not successful. Her vagina is not successful. Her career is not successful. Nothing is successful about this woman. It's failed. This is a walking fail bunny. This woman is the walking definition of failure. We got to stop just even entertaining and patronizing lifelong failures. Let's just keep it 100. Tone 2. Let's get on this fuck nigga. He loves talking about his degrees. And yes, I got some heat for you, Tone. This nigga loves talking about his damn degrees.
I got degrees. I know. Listen, I'm not guessing my way through this. I got degrees. I'm a lawyer. I went to Loyola University. And I got a degree. And I've been doing this. I studied under Sandy Dougherty. I know the business. I know economics. I studied this stuff. And this is what I understand. I called Byron Allen last night and we talked.
Nigga, when people have to constantly qualify themselves like that, you don't know nothing. Tone, when he does his show, this nigga's sitting on a little baby IKEA comforter. I mean, these people are failures. They don't have any wins under their belts. Little catfish mouth nigga, you have no wins under your belt. And another thing, and look, and when I say that ADOS is now an LGBT organization, Tone, you know, he was on Twitter nigga-splaining. You know, when folks were saying, hey, yo, ADOS, this shit is a damn LGBT hookup. Then he started bussy-splaining.
Wait a minute. I'm not a homosexual. I'm not a homosexual.
It sounds like I'm not gay no more. I am delivered. Come on, Tone. Let's be real. Listen. I give y'all $500 if anybody can produce a picture of Tone with a woman other than Yvette. I ain't talking about like you taking a celebrity selfie or some politician. I will give somebody $500 to find a picture of Antonio Moore with a woman that he has been intimate with. There are no pictures of this nigga with women at all. Let's keep it a buck now. Let's stop fucking around. Now, no, your mama don't count. Your auntie don't count. No, don't take a picture with your fucking grandma, nigga. I'm talking about a woman you smashing or about to smash. How come ain't no pictures of this nigga with women? How come this nigga ain't married? How come this nigga ain't got no wife? How come this nigga ain't got no girlfriend? How come this nigga ain't got no kids? How this Tone? Let's just keep it a buck. See, people try to player shame me by bringing up old pictures of me with women. Like, yeah, I gotta, yeah. There's, nigga, if you find old pictures of me, that's all you gonna see. Nigga, I challenge you to find some old pictures of me without women, nigga. Find some pictures of me and I ain't chilling with a bunch of fucking women somewhere, posted up, putting my fucking beard in. Find some pictures of me from back in the day when I ain't with no damn women, nigga. Nigga, if it's in you, it's in you. If the shit is in you, it's been in you, motherfucker. How come ain't no pictures of this nigga with no women? Nigga, bussy on fleek. Now, look. We can't find no pictures of this nigga with women, but we can find this nigga all booed up with dudes. We can find this nigga all kind of intimate, hugging on another man. Now, this is the Skilo, the rapper. And I think Tone was managing this guy. Okay. You're managing this dude, but this nigga is all hugged up and booed up. All right. That's your a person that you're supposed to be managing or whatever, but damn. That's a very interesting picture. You up here kind of holding the nigga arm and chest. This looks like a bussy glamour shot, my nigga. Bruh. Okay, now, let's... Tone. Find a picture of Tone hugging a woman like that. I mean, nigga, I'm not knocking nobody's lifestyle. I'm not. I'm not knocking anybody's lifestyle. But my nigga, find a picture of Tone kicking it with a woman like that. That's all I'm saying, y'all. I'm just saying, looks like he done stepped up a little bit. You dig? That's a hell of a pose. But again, folks, listen. These two are clowns. They're non-factors. They're done. I've given them enough clout. I've taken the clout away, and they're mad. They don't know what to do. They're struggling. They're trolling under multiple accounts, and this is all they are. They're just a couple of trolls desperate for clout. The clout is gone, and so they're now trying to scream and scratch for relevance. And it is what it is. They're done. They're finished, and they know it. And they have nothing, no wins under their belt. They just try to take credit for everything everybody else is doing. Every time somebody does something, they run and try to take credit for it, especially Tone. You know, look, there was a man who went to outer space last week. He went to outer space with the space program. That was ADOS. That was us who made that possible. It was ADOS that made that possible. Look, there was some explorers who went down in the ocean, and then they started to get footage of whales giving birth for the first time. There were people getting footage of whales giving birth for the first time. That's only because of ADOS and all the data. That's only because all the data that I produced. I've worked with Sandy Darity, and I got all the data, and I presented the data, and they used the data to go watch whales giving birth. The other day, over there in Iran, they dropped off thousands of dollars in graham crackers for food relief. That's because of the work of ADOS. That's all because of the work of ADOS. We've done that. That's all us. Nobody did it before us. It was us who did it. I mean, just a nigga just sitting up taking credit for every fucking thing. Just stupid as damn hell. Stupid as fucking hell, man. We don't have time for goofy ass shit like this. And we got shit to get popping out here, man. We got real work to do, yo. Anyway, y'all, let me get out of here, y'all, because I'm tearing my throat up talking about these two little pieces of shit. You dig? Anyway, guys, that's been today's episode. It was a short episode, you know what I'm saying, because I'm trying to get my throat right. You dig? Anyway, y'all, go to HiddenColorsFilm.com. HiddenColorsFilm.com, ladies and gentlemen. Y'all, hit the subscribe button right here. Subscribe to the channel. You dig? I hope you guys had a great, great holiday. Again, we're going to send the rest of the packages next week. We're going to get back. We're going to be back in the office, me and my staff. We're going to be sending the packages out. Man, you guys enjoy. 2020 is right around the corner, man. We got a couple of days for 2020. So if my throat is feeling better, man, I go live again this Sunday, man. So y'all subscribe to the page. I'm going to holler. Y'all be good.